Virtues for Life.
Hello and welcome to Virtues for Life. I am Sister Denise and this program is a conversation between different Brahma Kumaris and Kumaris from all over the world about virtues. Virtues are the foundation of our lives. A person who brings in the spiritual dimension to their lives and works on cultivating qualities, values, virtues and powers within themselves, these are the things that define who that person is and what their contribution to society and to the world can be. The laws of spirituality have told us that personal change is the main way to bring about positive global change. And so in this conversation, we are going to be looking today at the virtue of appreciation. I have with me in the studio today Margaret Barron. Mm-hmm. Sister Margaret, welcome to Virtues for Life.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Good to have you here. Margaret is a personal trainer. She is based at the International Center of the Brahma Kumaris in London, and she works with adults as an adult educator, and also you do a great deal of spiritual service within the world of the Brahma Kumaris service projects. Now, perhaps we could begin by trying to define what appreciation really is.
I think it's a really deep thing, but maybe in essence it's what you give value to. And I remember once one of our spiritual teachers, seniors, saying to me, appreciate your goodness. And I think actually that is a very nice definition of appreciation. So do I value goodness?
But also, I think in what you were just saying, appreciating oneself, sometimes we don't.
Yes, I think I think really the spiritual journey is about, the start of the spiritual journey is learning to appreciate yourself. And the ending of the spiritual journey is completely accepting yourself and all your goodness as you do everybody else. I mean, that's probably the end of the journey. So it is a journey to get there.
Sometimes we become very ill at ease with our shortcomings. Mm. And we feel inadequate and that we will not come up to the mark, we will fail, and then we become caught up in being not good enough.
Yes.
This message of you are not good enough, it's very much part of our culture. I think many people are trained to be perfectionistic and then we can't appreciate anything.
Yeah, I think it's you hear it in your own language to yourself, because we all have to live with our own internal dialogue.
Yeah,
but you also hear it in language for others, from others.
Can you give some examples of how that would be?
Well, talking about, not good enough. I mean, in people, they might have done well in their profession. I'm thinking of one person in particular who's done well in their profession. They're now sort of head of a department. Their life from the outside looks fine. The little picket fence kind of life in the country. But some of their language, you can tell, it's not good enough. I'm not good enough. And that kind of is very linked to comparison.
Okay.
It's very linked to comparison. And I see comparison, whether you're doing it to yourself or you hear others doing it about themselves with others, it's almost like the beginning of the slippery slide that disempowers us, that takes us away from our self-appreciation.
So I compare myself with you and I'm either better than you or you're better than me. If I'm better than you, that's okay, until I find somebody who looks better than me, then I'm not okay anymore.
It goes either way, doesn't it? You put yourself higher or lower than. And
is there something wrong with being on the same level?
No. No, but I think that's what spirituality is encouraging, isn't it? That, when we, and maybe it's going back to we discussed another time, this human being, and we've focused on the human bit, and we've put so much energy and thought power and actions into getting it right, that we want it to be right, and of course that makes us kind of compare with others, is it right? But when you go to the other side and you look at the being, in that way, we've all got goodness inside us, we've all got beauty inside us, we all want to express it, and maybe that's what keeps us on the equal.
Sometimes a person says, I'm not appreciated. I did all this and I'm that and the other and so on, and nobody appreciates me, and then they become depressed by feeling unappreciated. How should we work with such feelings and thoughts?
I think in those situations, if I look back, because I think we've, you know, on the spiritual journey, you go through everything like that. And if I look back to the times when maybe I felt that, and I think it's because I didn't appreciate myself. And, you know, when you aren't appreciating your own goodness, then you want feedback from others. You want someone else to say, oh, you were good, or you did that good.
In other words, it's self-doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Whereas if you're appreciating your own goodness and the expression of that goodness, that's enough. And I think that is going back to what you mentioned earlier, that we're not good enough. You know, in a way, simply because we exist, we're good enough. It's
well,
not based on
who
doing.
Sets these standards, you know? What if I say I'm not good enough? It means I've got an idea of what is good enough, but it's somehow never attainable. How do we deal with this unattainability of being good enough?
Well, maybe, you know, we crumble at this word perfection, and maybe if we thought a bit more about just being the best that I can be, would be more seen more attainable.
And well, then if isn't being the best that I can be, that's not good enough right there. Maybe it's something to do with expectations.
True. I think it's expectations that have come from when we were very young. And I think this whole feeling of not being good enough, you know, we've grown up with it, you know, whether it's from our parents or our peer group or our teachers.
So
you know,
these,
our society.
These unattainable standards, where'd they come from?
I think they just come through our history, in a way. They just come through maybe religion, society, you know, different aspects of that have made it made us want to, you know, that. But on the other side, I think, you know, religion has also given us something very high, like human excellence.
Yes.
And so we, because what we think, what do we think we'll get when we have that human excellence, we'll be okay again. We'll be feel peaceful. We'll be happy. We'll be loved. And but if I haven't kind of gone inside and discovered that for myself, as part of myself, I'll always be wanting it.
You're a teacher, and you know one of the things that a lot of people have a problem with. Sometimes it's fatal, exams. I was with a group of students at a university in Gujarat quite recently, and the biggest problem that the students have is the looming exams. Mm. And if you're second, you failed.
Mm. You know? Yes, and it's such a pressure.
So is that necessary? Why is there so much importance given to exams? Do they really show that you are good enough?
Vishv ke malik banne ki mubarak ho. Master sarv shaktivan banne ki mubarak ho. बाबा दृष्टि देकर मुस्कुरा रहे हैं, अपना प्यार बरसा रहे हैं हम पर. हे महानात्माओं, तुम जैसा भाग्यवान और कोई नहीं. इस श्रेष्ठ भाग्य की मुबारक हो.